Now that is something very useful in the transmitter, where you want to generate these signals, but you may have some problems in the receiver, where you want to do first the FFT, then play with the frequency components, and afterwards do the Walsh Hadamard.
Yes, I try to make some mathematical analysis to show that inverse shift transform can be applied at the receiver, both in mobile station and in the base station. In order to show that it's possible, we have to show that FFT as the demodulator can be followed by inverse fast complex Hadamard transform right one after another, so that we can join these two and have the inverse of shift transform. It's shown that it's possible for every channel, but in case of a selective fading channel, we have to perform a channel equalization in time domain after decorrelation. And this is quite complex because we have to perform deconvolution, dyadic deconvolution, using the time domain estimates of the frequency response, time domain samples of the channel impulse response.
Without going through all the mathematical details of this dyadic convolution or deconvolution, aren't any of the computational complexity gains gone when you have to do more complicated pre-processing?
If we make an assumption that channel is flat fading, that we obtain very easy way of doing the channel estimation in the time domain. So in this case, we can apply inverse shift transform in the mobile station. Maybe in most of the cases, the joint detection in the mobile station is not obvious, but there are some systems which apply so-called other people's power technique, we want to have the knowledge about the other users' signals, and from the weak pilot derive the channel parameters and transmission parameters, using that knowledge about other people's symbols.